And now the talk of the nation opinion page. A year ago, writes Joel Stein in the Los Angeles Times, I predicted oil at $100 a barrel, the subprime meltdown, and racist outbursts from Don Imus, Bill O'Reilly, and Tom Hanks. Trust me, he adds, it's going to be an ugly next 3 days for Tom Hanks. This year, Stein took the extra precaution of writing down his predictions before the champagne flowed and published them as an op-ed in today's Los Angeles Times titled, And You Don't Want to Know What's Going to Happen to Britney. So in that lighthearted vein, what are your predictions for 2008? Gas prices, the election, the writer's strike, keep it light. Give us a call, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org, and you can share your predictions on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Los Angeles Times columnist Joel Stein joins us from his home office in Hollywood. And Joel, I was going to say Happy New Year until I noticed all the gloom you project for 2008.
It's going to be rough, a rough year, yeah. I worry for Talk of the Nation particularly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do it too, but I'm curious that that particular black cloud has spread all the way to Hollywood.
You'll be okay, though. Yeah. Oh,
well, good. As long as I'm okay, the rest of the staff can take the hit. And so as you look to make your predictions, what scientific method do you use?
There's a lot of, I can't get into it because I don't want to give anything away, but there's a lot of incense involved. There was a Ouija board. There was a Google search, I think. That was about it.
Mm-hmm. One of those eight balls, do you use one of those?
You know what? Actually, I legitimately have one right here on my desk. You know, I think the Justice Souter, I remember seeing a picture, honestly, of one of them having one on their desk. I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
It's a great, it's a good stocking stuffer for a Supreme Court justice, you would think.
It really is.
you do make predictions for, things that are ongoing, the trends that we're already seeing in 2007, for example, the housing market.
Yeah, that's not going to be pretty.
No? Going down some more?
I predict it's going to drop 15%, and I thought that was conservative. But I think maybe 15% this year.
But even worse, you say?
Yeah, even worse, I think, for Americans who bought home in the last, bought a house in the last 3 years. Stainless steel appliances are going to go out of style, which is really going to hurt their morale and the price of their home, I think.
And marble top counters, it's just going to spiral down the toilet, you know.
I think that might be 2009, the marble top counters.
Okay. You also make a prediction about the presidential election.
Yeah, I called, I think I called Barack.
Yeah.
Winner, is that right?
Yeah, at least in today's paper you did, yeah.
And I thought that he's going to carry most of the country except the Northeast due to their increasingly implausible excuse. It's not that we're racist. It's just that the South would never elect a black person. I cannot believe. On NPR, every time they interview someone in New Hampshire, that's their excuse for
not voting for Barack Obama. And of course, the story that's gripping your part of the country, and that's the writer's strike.
Yeah, the writer's strike, I think, is not. I'm a member of the WGA, but I still don't think it's going to go well for the writers. I think if we're lucky, the Directors Guild is going to accept some kind of crappy deal from the studios, and we'll agree to the same terms like a week or two later.
Oh, you're a member of the Writers Guild.
I am. I've been on the picket lines. It's a lot of fun picketing.
Right, tell us, why are the signs so bad?
Oh, they're awful, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was carrying one that I actually thought wasn't so bad. I was in front of Fox, and I think mine said, Dana Walden laid me, and then in little letters, off. I picked that one up. I thought that was clever.
Thought that had some legs, mostly yours.
Yeah, I didn't write it. There's a pile of signs you pick up. But yeah, those signs are bad. The chants, luckily, they stopped, but those were even worse.
All right, let's see.
The thing is, we were marching right in front of this giant billboard in front of the Fox studios for Alvin and the Chipmunks, which I thought didn't help make our point.
No, people get paid for writing that sort of stuff?
That was the thing. It was like, we need more money so we can make more Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And it's curious, I was in Los Angeles not that long ago and saw David Seville's resting place, his grave.
Is that right?
David Seville, of course, the creator of Alvin and the Chipmunks, along with the miracle of tape technology. If you speed it up twice as fast, it's exactly what Alvin sounds like.
That is pretty fun. You just have to talk really slowly. We used to do prank calls that way in junior high.
If you slow it down, it's all I want is a hula hoop.
You see, maybe I was wrong. You see, if you keep stuff like that up, I think your show's going to be good.
Okay, we'll be blossoming in 2008. But let's see if our listeners can elevate the show a little higher than the current conversation. 800-989-8255. We're talking with Joel Stein, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. And let's go to Luke. And Luke's with us from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yes, I'd like to say that the Colorado Rockies will win the World Series in 2008.
Really?
Yes.
They didn't in 2007, you will have noticed.
Well, I just think it's going to be another good year.
Okay. The Colorado Rockies will charge to the front of the National League and not only win the pennant as they did this past year, and congratulations to them for that, but win the World Series as well. They have yet
If you live in Wyoming, is that literally the closest sports team that you have to root for? That's sad.
Are the Rockies your local team there in Wyoming?
Yes, they are. They'd be the home team.
That's a long drive, isn't it?
A rash prediction that anyone who's predicting the Rockies winning the World Series probably has them as their local team.
All right. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And good luck to you and the Rockies in the new year. Let's see if we can go now to, this is Eric. And
that's
Eric's
horrible
with us.
Prediction, by the way.
Yeah, not so good.
Oh, man.
Eric's with us from Boise, Idaho.
Greetings, gentlemen. My prediction is that President Bush's approval rating will go from 29% to 29 people.
It's all in the timing. It's all in the delivery, Eric.
I'm sorry?
It's all in the timing. It's all in the delivery.
Very much.
Yeah. The popularity, do you think, Joel Stein, of the president likely to sink even lower?
Well, I don't know how much lower it can sink, right? Because you always meet those people who just like whoever the Republican is who's president. So I don't know. He doesn't have that much more time to screw anything up.
Oh, don't count him out yet.
a lot of people have underestimated the president.
I do have a sub theory as well.
Yeah?
Hidden camera footage will prove that Larry Craig, in fact, has a narrow stance.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Eric.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. We're taking predictions for 2008 with Joel Stein, and we're going to be doing sports, well, the sport that matters, baseball, in greater detail tomorrow with our pal Alan Schwartz. But you have a prediction about what's likely to be the great sporting event of 2008, and that's the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I see it being very, very close as far as the final medal count. I think the U.S. will just edge out China on the very last day. But then, like, 2 months later, the Olympic Committee will give the victory to, like, a small, hard-to-pronounce African country that's too poor to afford performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know, maybe Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso or Myanmar, but it's not African. But
no, it's true. It doesn't have to be African. You're right. That was short-sighted.
Kiribati.
Nice.
That's a good one. Before the whole country subsumed by the global warming. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. And this is Hawkeye. Hawkeye with us from Kansas City.
Hey, how are you guys?
Very good, thanks.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, I've got a prediction that I believe that will come true. I think there's going to be more and more silly politicking when it comes to religion. And I also believe that the governor of Georgia has prayed to a wrong god on the steps of Georgia Capitol when he was praying for the rain. I believe there may be not rain for a long time because he's been praying to a wrong god and there is no god.
Well, that may be. Nevertheless, I believe the state of Georgia avoided setting a record for driest year on record because of drenching rains in the past week. So who knows?
Maybe he needs to probably study a little bit more about the separation of church and state and follow the Constitution and not to entangle the religion and politics.
All right, Hawkeye. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Any weather predictions for you? Santa Ana winds coming anytime in the next year?
You know, you shouldn't make predictions without doing a basic, Google News search first.
There you go.
Key help in making predictions.
It's very helpful. see if you're violating anything that's happened in the last 3 days. Let's go to Mike, and Mike's with us from South Florida.
How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
My prediction is something will surprisingly happen before the presidential election, and George Bush will magically remain to stay in office.
Wow.
That is my prediction.
An October surprise so big it blows up the Constitution.
Well, you never know. Things can change.
Well, all right. Thanks very much. Your political predictions, Joel, were more modest than that.
They were. I'm realizing that I'm pretty good at this. After listening to Hawkeye and the Colorado Rockies guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of like Nostradamus.
Well, Nostradamus he's had legs. I mean, it's been going for quite some time.
Yeah.
You're a little too direct. You're a little too precise, a little too exact for Nostradamus status. I mean, for example, you say Oscars, the Coen brothers win Best Director for No Country for Old Men. During Ethan's acceptance speech, he apologizes for the third act. Joel gets furious for ruining it for him. Much too precise. If you said a movie will win, Then you're in Nostradamus country.
That's what he does. I started that way. I said that I predicted a vague sort of blobby thing that could either be the end of the world or a smallish volcano, earthquake, flood type thing in a really poor country.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's a little more vague.
That's a little bit more vague, though. On fashion, you were quite precise.
Well, yeah. Fashion, I think I predicted extreme cleavage.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, indeed. That's what you predicted. Well, that was more of a hope than a prediction, I think.
It really was. Yeah, I don't know anything about fashion at all, but I think maybe that's how these trends start, like someone just writes it in a newspaper somewhere.
Good luck to you on that.
Thanks.
We're talking with Joel Stein. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get another caller on the line. And this is Robert. Robert's with us from Windsor in Canada.
Hello, how are
in
you?
In Ontario, Canada. Go ahead, please. We're well. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. My prediction is a safe bet. I predict George Bush will definitely say something silly in 2008.
A safe bet, but, you know, Joel Stein, doesn't that come under shooting fish in a barrel?
Yeah, but I think he's right. I think that's a good way to make predictions. That's much more Nostradamus-y, I think.
Okay. Let's see.
You see, I'm being like Nostradamus. I always play the safe card. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Let's see if we can go now to this.
Are there members of MASH on the line that we should get?
this is Rock, and Rock's with us from Payson in Arizona. Is that right?
That's right.
Go ahead,
right.
Please.
My prediction is that Lou Dobbs will declare his candidacy and come from behind candidate and take the presidency.
For which party?
The centrist party.
Ah, the new centrist party, which as yet doesn't exist.
Right.
Okay. Thanks very much for that. This is the party we're going to be talking about it later in the week with Ken Rudin on the Political Junkie, but a meeting set up, I think, for just after the New Hampshire primary of centrists to meet in Oklahoma, I think, to discuss the idea of an organization that could promote a third-party bid. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, the current mayor of New York, as opposed to the previous mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani, is running for the Republican nomination. Mike Bloomberg could conceivably be out for an independent party confirmation. Anyway, Joel, do you think there's any way Lou Dobbs could be elected president of the United States?
Well, is the Know Nothing Party still around? Is that a possibility?
I think they are. People rub their noses that way all the time. Knows nothing. Markets, how's the Dow going to do next year?
Oh, me? I thought you had Mark on the line.
No.
Oh, it's not going to be pretty for the Dow. I predicted, I think, 12,000?
Falling below 12,000.
Below 12,000, yeah, just below 12,000.
And the desperate YouTube video from Leave Dow Alone Guy does not help.
No, I don't think that's going to make a dent in the thing. I think his powers are limited, although he has a reality show coming up.
And so he does. A lot of people making predictions about the American elections. You make one about the Russian election.
Oh, yeah. What did I – I thought –
Gary Kasparov in
right.
prison for standing up to totalitarian Putin regime.
Yeah, I think he'll be imprisoned. And he has been thrown in jail, obviously, but I think he'll really be imprisoned.
And where he goes on to be the undefeated prison checkers champion.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's not a lot of chess going on in prison, sadly, so I think he'll hone his checker skills.
Well, this would have to await the dawn of the Obama presidency, which you've predicted.
Yeah, that was a bold prediction, I thought.
Uh-huh. And his first step to diplomacy is to meet with world leaders, including?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Oh, I always like to make other people say that.
How did I do?
That's very good.
Thank you.
But you say they come away with one significant agreement, no more neckties.
Yeah, I think those are two guys that just hate the necktie. And you know what? I'm with them.
All right. Let's see if we can get one more caller on the line. This is...
Hot Lips?
No, not Hot Lips. Ski in Austin, Texas. Go ahead. Oh, Sid,
Hello?
Go ahead. Sid,
Hello?
Are you there, Sid? Go ahead.
Yes, Yes, my prediction is that there will be a surprise win at the Golden Globes for Best Dramatic Actor by David Caruso's sunglasses.
David Caruso's sunglasses featured prominently in the promotions for CSI Miami this year, and a lot of people say, let's leave that alone. Sid, thanks very much for the suggestion. As you look around, there's also trends in food in restaurants specifically, Joel Stein, that you've detected.
Yeah, the entree is out. It's going to be all small plates. No more prefix. That's very boom times.
So we live in Tapas City.
Yes, exactly.
And baseball, after Andy Pettit explains he took steroids twice to heal from surgery, and Roger Clemens gives his excuse to 60 Minutes, Mo Vaughn explains that his doctor prescribed the substance so, as a member of the Big Brother program, he could empathize with both back knee and the rage of having back knee.
Yeah, it's hard to understand your kids you're working with if you've never... experienced either back knee or rage.
And I have to ask you, there's no prediction in here for the newspaper business, which has been going through some difficult times of late.
Yeah, I think they edited those out in the paper.
I'm not surprised. Joel Stein, thanks very much. What's your favorite prediction for the next year, 2008?
Of mine or of Hawkeye's?
Hawkeye's or yours.
I guess I feel strongly that the stainless steel is out of style. I think that's going to really grip the nation this year.
Joel Stein is infuriating interior designers around the country, even as we speak. Thanks very much for being with us. And again, Happy New Year.
You too.
Joel Stein, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, author of today's op-ed, and You Don't Want to Know What's Going to Happen to Britney. You can find a link to it on our blog. And he joined us on the phone from his home office in Hollywood. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.